If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I said this morning when Toby had Kizzy out giving her name. Behold, the only thing greater than yourself. And he showed her the stars, and that's supposed to represent God. When he brought her back down, he heard the drums beating. Because Bodine Bodiaco had told him that when you hear the sound of the drum, run to the drum. Toby pulled Kizzy down and heard the drum. And he turned and looked, and Belle heard the drum. And she ran outside to her man. She didn't know Toby was running back to the shack. And they met up. And she said, Toby, what you gonna do? You ain't gonna leave, is you, Toby? You ain't gonna leave. She said, Toby, this your home. He said, this not my home. But this my child. And we're family. He was willing to give up his personal dream for his family. You see, real parents put their personal drives aside. He could have left with Bodine Bodiaco, but he said, this is my baby. And he put a dream in Kizzy. He said, your name, Kizzy, it means stay put, but it don't mean stay a slave. It don't never mean that. And she went on and gave birth to Chicken George. And Chicken George led him to freedom. But Kunta told Kizzy the history. He said, your name, Kizzy, you is the daughter of the African Kunta Kinte. He didn't mention Belle. God never referred to himself as the God of Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, and Jacob. My daughter doesn't have her mother's DNA. She has mine. Her mother carried her. She has certain characteristics. What she becomes is the evolution of me. Sister Lambert will never have my DNA. But our daughter has my DNA. And as she grows older, she begins to come me, and she becomes me in a dress. Oh, she gets some adoptive characteristics from mama. She might look like mama, but her character, you might look like the world, you might act like the world, you may dress like the world, but at some point in your evolution, the God in you is going to start showing, and the world's going to know you don't fit. You're going to try to go to that party, but you ain't going to be able to do the huckabuck too much longer, because the God in you is going to start evolving. The family connection. When Brother George brings me some jerk chicken and some curry goat and some plantain and some rice and peas, he the only one that can make it. Well, no, there's a couple of others. When they make that for me, when I dig in, I declare I'm back with my father's family. For that moment, I'm with my Jamaican family. Just from eating the food. I ain't steading you Westerners. I'm home with my peoples. And I'm very particular. I don't eat no goat made by an American. I don't care to my mind. Well, my grandmother was Jamaican. That's your problem. I ain't eating your goat unless you come from the island. You have to come from the island before I eat your goat. Why? Because they know how to cook it. I'm not eating your oxtail if you don't come from the island, because you make it too greasy. Got to come from the island. I ain't letting you lay your hand on me unless you Holy Ghost filled. You can't teach me the word of God unless the word is in you. I ain't fooling with you. My soul is at stake. I don't care about your degrees. You got to be filled with the Spirit. Family. Found one of my daddy's cousins here in the city. We found cousin Patsy. My daughter ran into one of our extended family members as they were comparing notes about relatives. And she found out she was related to this person at a fellowship. She called me up and she asked me what was my father's uncle's name who brought him to this country. And I told her, come to find out, that was the grandchild of my Uncle Arnold. The Bible says that we know each other by that Spirit. They connected. When they connected, we had a reunion because we were family. We went to Patsy's house, and Patsy made all kinds of food. Lord have mercy. I mean, she made coconut drops. Lord, Brother Deacon, you know what I'm talking about. We here. She made coconut drops. If you from home, you know coconut drops gives you diabetes. She made stuff and put around them. Then she did something that brought tears to my eyes. She pulled out pictures of my father when he first came here. I looked at that picture, and he looked like my brother's youngest son. So much so that we had to send that picture to my brother and say, look at Gerard, because when you're family, the genes carry down. That's why God said, train up your children in the way they should go. And when they old, they won't depart, because the gene of God will be in them. And even though they may go out and commit stupid sin, you just turn them to God and God will bring them to the end of themselves. And you'll look over and they'll be back in church. God don't give up on you when you stray away. Woo! Jesus is the firstborn. You part of a family. Tell your neighbor, you my brother, my sister. Now, I know the Pharisee is doing this. The Pharisee is saying, Bishop, I don't know if they say, well, that don't have nothing to do with it. All souls are God's. Go to Ephesians. Ephesians 3. This thing is so powerful. Those of you that are married, if the rapture comes today, you won't be married anymore. So look at them now, look at them real hard. Look at them real hard. Get a good look, get a good look. Because if Jesus comes right now, you done. You two newlyweds there, you done. All that joy. I walked up on him one day, they sitting back there, she just picking the hair on his arm. You know how you lovingly just reach over and do that? She's over there picking the hair on his arm. I said, yeah, she picking the hair off his arm when they newlyweds, but when they get older, she's going to be ripping it out of his head. But when you go to heaven, you won't be that way anymore. But watch this, because heaven is better than the earth. They'll be brother and sister, but that relationship will be a billion times better and closer than you were as husband and wife. Because God don't want you walking around, oh my goodness, I'm not married to Eric anymore. I can understand, God look at you and say, I can understand why you'd be upset. Eric is a bad, shut your mouth. I'm just talking about Eric. And the angel said, we can dig it. But you see, heaven is much better. But you know what the earth is? Dress rehearsal. This is an interesting concept. If God wants me to love you, be patient with you, honor you, and treat you with dignity here, then there must be a reason for eternity. For everything that God wants me to do in the natural has some eternal consequence. That means if you can't love me here, you can't love me there. What do you think? You're going to undergo a metamorphosis through the rapture? Well, praise God. When God raptures me up, I'm going to love you. If you don't love me now, him that is holy, let him be holy still. Him that is filthy, let him be filthy still. That means the state you're in is the state God finds you. So purge yourself of all foolishness and all hatred towards people. You can't be a racist and be a Christian. There are no races in God. God is whatever color you are. If you're Chinese, he's Chinese. If you're Korean, he's Korean. If you're, Asian. Whatever you are, that's what God is. It's hard for you as an African-American to pledge allegiance to a Japhethite Christ. How does a blonde-haired, blue-eyed deity associate with you? Look, you give him a fro and put some kente cloth on him and recognize the Bible said his skin was brass and his hair was like lamb's wool. It had some texture. He a brother. And those that wrote it were brothers. Because they always say, be. Go look at how the land and see how it be. They don't say, look at the land and see what type it is. No, see how the land be. We're the only ones who use that improper. Be. People going to ask, what's your name? I am that I am. That's our response. You know how we are. I was at a place the other day. I introduced myself. I said, my name is Eric. They said, what's your last name? I said, it don't matter. Because we don't tell people our last name. There might be warrants out on us. I should have told my name was Eric Cooper. No, my name David Cooper. But we don't do that. Moses said, God, what's your name? I am that I am. That'll be enough. My name, whatever you need me to be. That's the response of us. See? He's like us. But whatever you are, stop trying to put God in a box. He's God. The question we have to ask is not what color is God, but am I in the family? All Africans are not dark-skinned. They don't all look like Shaka Zulu. South Africans are Africans. You better get off your race stick and love everybody. I've run into Russian Christians, Italian Christians. I've run into Christians from just about every country in the world. And I love it. I used to work with a Russian from Kiev who was a believer, who went back home and offered me an opportunity to come to his village and preach Jesus to the Russians. That's why I'm studying Russian, so I can go there and speak to them without a translator, because they are my Russian brothers and sisters. This is God's family.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
11115P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise.